When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Lisa. Lisa. Hey. Or should I say Lisa Velez?
Whatever you like, whatever makes you happy.
How are you? I mean, I am in LA today. I split my time between New York and LA, but I am a true and tried New Yorker. Everyone from out here thinks that I'm such an LA person. I'm like, oh, I am a New Yorker at heart. So it's so lovely to speak to a fellow New Yorker. You're born and raised in Hell's Kitchen, right?
Yes, born and raised Hell's Kitchen, Midtown Manhattan.
I love it. You're still there. I mean, New York has changed so much. Like when you think back to like when you first kind of hit it big in the mid 80s, like what are your memories of New York from then?
Family and people that I know and everybody taking care of each other and the linoleum floor and the break dancers and the music loud and, you know, beautiful.
The good old days, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Growing up, who were your musical influences?
Oh, I was raised on, the Fania All-Stars, salsa, you know, Saturday and Sunday morning, getting up and cleaning with music with my mom. I was raised on everything Motown.
Wow.
So Celia Cruz, Tito Puente, Jimmy Sabater, Joe Kuba, I could go on and on, Willie Colon. And then, of course, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, so on. That's everything that I was raised on.
Wow. Did you have a favorite musical artist growing up?
Stevie Wonder, of course, the Jackson 5, Celia Cruz.
Those are good ones. Diana, I was such a Diana person.
Oh, me too.
You know, your first big hit, I Wonder If I Take You Home, you know, Lisa Velez became Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. Like, where did you get your name Lisa Lisa from?
Okay, well, I'm going to be very, very honest here. And they'll deny it. But the truth is that when I first met the guys, Full Force, they looked here and it was always Lisa, Lisa. So it stuck.
They looked down at your breasts.
Yes.
We have one Lisa and we have a second Lisa, right?
Yes, we do. We have the sisters and me.
And the guys just deny it to this day.
They always do. Always do. But that's okay.
You know, I Wonder If I Take You Home. You know, it was everywhere once it came out. You know, so like to people, I think on the outside, like you were an overnight success, but like, was that really what it was? Like, were you trying to get into the business or did it all just kind of happen? I mean, I've read online at points, like, I mean, being a New Yorker, it said you were discovered at Funhouse, which we all know from those of us that grew up in New York.
That's the truth. I mean, I was introduced to Mike of Cult Jam at the Funhouse, a friend of mine who knew that I used to sneak into clubs all the time when I was a kid. He was like, you got to come with me this evening and we got to go to the Funhouse. We got to meet this guy. He's a roadie for this group of people and they're looking for a vocalist. I said, yay, let's go. I went and I met him and he said, I heard you can sing. And I said, hell yeah, I can sing. And the rest is history.
Wow. Was it, did it feel like overnight success, or did you really feel like you were trying for, because neither is the better situation. I'm just so curious.
I don't think it was overnight success at all. I think that I started singing when I was 4 to 6 years old in the church choir and always wanted to be a singer, sneaking into clubs and all. And when I met them, the following week, we were in the studio and I recorded, "I Wonder If I Take You Home and Can You Feel the Beat" in one night. And they went and they distributed that to a very tiny label, Personal Records, and they put that on a compilation, "Take You Home" on a compilation that was thrown overseas. That didn't come back to the States till about a year and a half later.
Wow. Were
Right.
you shocked then, because it was overseas and it was on a compilation? Like, were you shocked then when it came back to the US and it was kind of just everywhere?
Yeah, the DJs used to rock it all the time. So when we got a call from Columbia Records and they were like, "We want to sign you, we want to put it out immediately." I was working for Benetton and a girlfriend of mine called me while I was at the register folding clothes. And she says, "You got to put the radio on." And boom, there it was. Shocking. I
Do you know
started.
that I still wear Benetton to this day? You can still
Really?
find Benetton online. The other day I had something on Benetton and someone said, "Where did you get this?" I'm like, there's still a website that exists online. So I love a
There
good
is.
Benetton reference.
Oh my God, I used to own every color in the Big B sweater.
Yeah. What was that time like? What was that time like in your life? Like when it was, that and like Can You Feel the Beat and All Cried Out? I mean, you were everywhere. Like, was it just total insanity? Like, what was that like?
It was nuts. They had to come and get me out of working from Benetton because the store manager was complaining to my management saying there's too many people coming in the store and it's crazy, so you got to get her out of here, because they started showing videos and people noticed who I was. But it was nuts, and we were doing like 4 to 5 clubs every weekend. It was hard. Sometimes we would go into like a Wednesday night and Thursday night. So it was really, really hard to get any sleep. It was nuts, but I enjoyed every bit of it. I wouldn't change anything.
Do you have a first memory of fame, like, either walking down the street, or was it just people started coming into Benetton? Like, do you just have that first moment of like, wait, like life has changed forever?
I remember being on the tour. And the last stop of that, I think it was the first album tour. And our last stop was Radio City, New York. We pulled in on the bus, and I think it was about midnight or 1 a.m. And I told the driver, I begged him, "Please go by Radio City, please, please." So he pulled up in front, and I saw my name in the lights. It was just scrolling. And I got out the bus and I kissed the ground. I said, "Ma, I did it."
For a New Yorker, right? Like playing at
Yeah.
Radio City
Radio
is,
City is everything.
that's not a joke.
Yeah.
Well, I'm showing my age now because yes, 80s music is a holds a special place in my heart. What was the music scene like that? Like, who did you kind of hang with?
Everybody. I remember being in studio and Studio 54, and there was everybody, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, everybody was there. I could name everybody. Patti LaBelle. I mean, go on. And so we would hang out all the time at the clubs.
Wow. What was it like to hang out with like a Diana Ross or a Patti LaBelle?
Hanging out with Patti is like being with your family. All she wanted to do was feed you. Yeah, she was. Oh, it was fun. A lot of fun and a lot of talk. And wisdom, just wisdom passed on. It was great.
What about, coming up in New York? I think like Madonna, like you were discovered at Funhouse, like we said, she was always at Danceteria, like she was on the low. Like, did you come into contact with like a young Madonna at that time?
I did. I had a cassette of me singing, and everybody said, "You gotta go into the Funhouse because that's where Madonna got discovered." So I knew Jelly Bean was DJing there at the time, so I snuck into the DJ booth. I got in. I don't know how I did it, but I got into it, and she was there. She was in there. So cute, so bubbly, and kind of like, "Who are you?" And I just whipped out this cassette and, "Please play this."
Do you have like specific, like, did you hang with Madonna? Like, do you have specific memories other than that, or?
I didn't hang out with Madonna, but I remember she remembered me because every time I went to 86th Street Theater on the West Side, she was there. She was every time I went to the movies, she was there. And the last time I bumped into her was at that theater, and I walked by and somebody grabbed my leg and it was her. And I was like, hey, watch the movie.
Wow. Are you ever shocked at, like, like she's still, like, 40 years later, the Celebration Tour is like breaking records currently. Like, are you shocked that Madonna has become Madonna?
Not shocked at all. She is so creative, smart, and talented. So she will always recreate herself and stay out there doing her thing.
You know how you always hear about people on a cleanse or intermittent fasting? They're trying to lose weight, and then you hear that they only lasted a few hours. And listen, it's really hard. I was one of those people until I discovered Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. You guys have to try Prolon's 5-day program. You're delivered right to your front door. Snacks, soups, beverages, they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Prolon isn't a diet, it's science. The box from Prolon, you open it, and it literally has day one, day two, day three, and so on. There's soups, nut bars, snacks. It's truly unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I see the results. It helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and it's leaned me out. So listen, right now, Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for the special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, Can You Feel the Beat, All Cried Out, all of your hits. That really was, to me, like the first kind of memory of freestyle in the public. Do you kind of take credit as like the birth of freestyle? Because I really put it back to that time. I mean, I am a certain age. It could have existed forever before, but I mean, a lot of people really point to that time in life as like the birth of freestyle.
Everybody says it. Lisa, you opened doors and you were the creator. I never really thought about that. I don't focus on that. I just do what my heart sings to me when there's something great. If there's a hit, there's a hit. I'm gonna put it out there. I thank all the fans and everybody in freestyle that says, you started it all. Whatever I can do, whatever I can do to make us put a smile on your face and get your ass wiggling, I'm gonna do it.
Well, you're very humble because I mean, I think you are the one that kind of opened the door for a lot of people and,
Appreciate that. Thank you.
with great hits too, right?
Thank you.
Why do you think, freestyle? Because look, we're going to get into your tour. And I mean, you are booked and busy. There are so many tour dates throughout this whole year, but like people flock to these shows, they know every word. Like, why do you think, it's decades later, why do you think freestyle still holds up so near and dear?
Nostalgia. It just takes you there. You hear a song and you know exactly what you were doing back in that time. You can't throw a date at anybody, but you can throw a song and they're going to know exactly what they were doing at that given moment. It's great to be at these shows and see, the audiences, the people and their children and their children's children, and everything just takes them back to that. It resonates with them, how they grew up. It's real. It's real.
It is real. Do you have a favorite Lisa song?
I think besides I Wonder If I Take You Home, because that's I personally believe that that's the one that put me on the map. I love All Cried Out because I can take that as far as I want to, because when we're up there on that stage with the band doing it live, it's just everything, the feeling.
All Cried Out is by far my favorite. I mean, they're all great, but that is just like such a great song. Like, do you ever get tired of singing any of the hits? Like, you have taught, you know, like there are artists that go on tour, you know, when they have like new material and they're like, I just don't want to sing the hits anymore.
I don't. I think it's because of the audience. And the audience, I mean, that roar, that energy, again, it's everything. So I don't get tired of it. I live to be on a stage. You know, everything else I do because I have to, but it's to be on that stage and perform and get that feeling, that energy from the audience. Never.
And like, I don't know, like, isn't it kind of a duty of like an artist? Like, I mean, people are coming. Like, if Lisa is not gonna sing All Cried Out.
I agree 100%. Why bother? You gotta do the hits. You gotta do what brought them to your fan base, you know? You gotta do it. They love it. That's what they're there for.
And mix in all the great new stuff, of course. But like,
Absolutely.
there are certain songs like we just have to hear.
Yep.
Well, you know, your management includes you are part of, you know, the Uncle Snoop army. Like, what is like, do you interact with Snoop Dogg a lot? Like, what is being part of the Uncle Snoop army like?
I've interacted with him a lot. He's so much fun. He always gives me the spirit, you know, to move on and do your thing. Energy again. It's all about an energy. He really is like an uncle.
He's not a bad uncle to have, right?
Exactly.
And probably a lot of fun.
He really is.
Well, you know, we talked about like you kind of being the leader of like the freestyle, you know, movement, but like you are in to me also like one of the first Latin artists to like break out. Like, you know, even if you go to your website, it does say, you know, before J-Lo, before Selena. But really, I feel like you paved the way in a lot of ways for J-Lo.
I remember meeting her. She came to an audition when I was doing the video for Let the Beat Hit 'Em. And I appreciate that really. She said, and she follows, you know, the music. And I don't know how to answer that question. It's so difficult because, truth be told, I don't focus on any of that. I really don't. And I appreciate my audience. And I'm a true Latina when it comes to it. So,
Did
like right
she?
here, it says Taino. I'm a Taino.
From the Nickelodeon show, which we're going to get into in a second.
Oh.
Did J-Lo come as a dancer? She came to audition for you as a dancer in the video.
Yeah, and it was great. She was there with Darren.
And
Darren.
did she make the cut?
Did she? I think that she came in too late. We already were rehearsing for it, but dope as hell. She's dope.
She can do it all. What do you think of now? You know, there's so much like her concert, like she just canceled like 7 dates, and you know, like people are saying, like, oh, it's because of poor ticket sales and like the movie, you know, This Is Me Now. Like it had some criticism from people that saw it, you know. I mean, so people are like, oh, J-Lo, it's her time has passed. I mean, is that possible that J-Lo's time can pass?
No, I think she's gonna recreate herself as she always does. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know what's going on, why she canceled shows, but things happen, you know, things in this business happen and you know you have to take certain course and I just wish her the best.
Me too. Well, you are booked and busy. You have the freestyle extravaganza. You're going to be on the road. I mean, these tour dates go through the end of the summer, and then there's more coming, like you and the CoverGirls and Kid in Play.
We're everywhere, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. We're actually going to be this coming weekend. We're going to be at the Acrisure in Palm Springs,
Yeah, I saw
California,
that.
and we're going to be in come June. We're going to be here at Radio City in New York. So I mean, and so on and so forth. Go on my IG and my website, The Real Lisa Lisa. com, and you get all the dates on that.
A lot of dates. You do have this other date that's in the second half of the year that says big announcement coming as you smile.
All I can say is I'm celebrating being a Puerto Rican, and June 9th, actually, there's going to be a release. I'm releasing new music, so look out for that.
Wow. Well, June 9th is actually my birthday. So now I don't
Oh,
even need to mark
there
this
you
down. There
go.
you go. What inspires you? Because like you do have new music coming out. Like what inspires you musically today?
What inspires me musically today is still being an old school head. I'm an old school head, and anything can be recreated, or that sound could be brought back, and I can mix it with my style. And that's what the influence is. I just love what I do. So to take that and make it today, make it sound like today, that's my influence.
Wow. Do you think like, and you don't have to say yes, because I'm not so great with new music. Like, do you get into new music? Like, are you into anyone like, currently topping the charts?
I listen to everything. I can't pinpoint one, but anything and everything that's music, I listen to. But Beyonce is killing it. So there you go.
She is killing it. I
She
mean,
just released that album.
I know.
Boy Carter. Oh, go ahead, girl. She's dope.
It's great. I mean, there's so much to say. People have so much to say about her doing country music, and I'm just like, why? It's great music, I feel.
I think she can do anything. I think anybody in any facet of their life, anything that you do, just do it all. Do it all. Why not? Why not? She can.
She can. Listen, she's having her tour is killing it. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is
Yes.
like the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's
Power
all good.
to the woman.
Power to the women. Is
Yeah.
there someone like if you could do a duet, like, from current, past, anyone like, that you would choose to do a duet with that you haven't?
If I can bring Tina Marie back to life, I would work with her. I would love to work with Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, of course. But I've been looking for Raphael Sadiq, Tony. I love him, and I want to work with him. So yeah, that's who I would work with.
Let's just put that out into the
Put it
universe,
out there.
right? Do you think it's easier or harder today to get into the music industry? Like, we've had all the competition shows like The Voice and American Idol, and we have YouTube and TikTok and
You have social media, and that's so easy to put yourself out there. If I had all of this social media and all of these music shows, entertainment shows back then, oh my God, it would have been so much easier. But again, I wouldn't change anything because it made me who I am today.
you guys know I moved into a new apartment in New York City recently, and I needed everything, and that includes bedding. A friend recommended Cozy Earth, and I ordered their bamboo sheet set, which comes with a top sheet, a fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. I was kind of excited because Cozy Earth has been featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. But let me tell you, this bamboo sheet set blew my expectations away. These sheets are so luxurious, they're so soft, but they feel such high quality and so high end. I got them in oak because my apartment's all earth tones, but they come in a variety of colors. And Cozy Earth isn't just for bedding. They have bath towels, bath mats, bath robes. I think I'm gonna get a bathrobe next, because who doesn't love a great bathrobe? And to me, there was no risk because all their products come with a 10-year warranty. And now, Cozy Earth has provided an exclusive offer for my listeners. You get up to 35% off site-wide when you use code VELVET at www.cozyearth.com. That's www.cozyearth.com. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work, and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging. And the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Right. And I mean, you could argue it's harder in a sense that it's oversaturated and there's so much to choose from.
Oversaturated, yeah. But you can still easily put your stuff out there and get yourself an audience.
Yeah. I would agree with that. What advice, looking back, would you give a young Lisa in the mid-80s just starting out?
Always have a lawyer. Get everything in black and white. And own all of your masters.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift went through this.
Absolutely. Definitely follow your dreams. Take that, your craft, and master it. And don't listen to too many birds, you know, because everybody's always trying to dip. They're always trying to dip, and you can't do that. You can't do that. Just really, really focus on what you're doing. And now, today, you have, again, all of this social media. Get in there and start searching.
And do you think it's easy? Because, like, it's such a double-edged sword. I agree with everything you said. Like, read everything. Have great lawyers. Yes. Own your masters.
Yes.
It's just like this fine line, right? Because someone wants that dream when they are not in the public eye. And then, of course, you want to sign anything, right? Because you want it so bad.
I know, you want it so bad. So you go ahead and you don't even read the fine line. And you, I mean, that happened. Read the fine line. I was 13, you know, 16 years old, out there doing my thing. And you really have to focus nowadays because everybody's trying to take from you. Everybody.
Yeah, that hasn't changed, right? Like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, that part of the business is, unfortunately.
You just have to learn, know more. Have you know, your team. I'm so happy with my team. I have a group of people, Bobby D Presents, Snoop, Minaj Works, and my team. I'm so happy with what they're working on for me. And there's so much happening now. You got to have a group of people that are for you, about you, you know, not for them. You know, you always have to have people who know the dream, who can see the dream.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Well, you have done acting. You've been on, you know, in Broadway shows. You were on the hit Nickelodeon show. Tana, what was being on a Nickelodeon show like to you? Like, what was that experience like?
I loved it. I really did. I loved it. Because, I mean, basically, it's just being somebody else, you know? Taina was basically, you know, a young girl from New York who wanted to be a star. Hello. That was kind of my story, you know, and it was just being there and the group of people, the camaraderie, being able to film in front of a live audience was everything. I loved it. I loved it. And I miss it.
Do you want to do more acting?
Oh, I absolutely will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about, because I have talked to other people that have such great experiences as well from Nickelodeon. What about, like, Quiet on Set? Like, you know, the documentary that's out now. Like, I don't know if you've seen it. Like, what about, you know, the whole, you have.
I have. And I didn't experience any of that. I do know who those people are. And I'm so sorry about that. But I think they just need to have more focus on these kids and have their parents on set. And I know it gets crazy because some parents are kind of crazy, but that's okay. They're there to take care of their children and make sure that everything gets done. Okay. That's horrible that it happened. I know everyone that they're talking about, and I just wish them nothing but happiness in their lives. And I hope they can press on.
Yeah. And you saw none of that from, like, Brian Peck or Dan Schneider, none of that.
Whoa, and I knew these people. I've seen, I was see them on set, and, you know, and I didn't notice any of it. And I hate that I didn't see any of it, because, you know, damn well, as a mother today, then I would have, I think I would have put my foot down, and we could duke it out.
Listen, you're from Hell's Kitchen. So if anyone could have, you know, not to make light of it, but a lot of people have said they haven't seen that they were on sets and they just never saw the side of it.
Yeah, I didn't, unfortunately, but I'm so sorry that they went through that.
Yeah. It was the documentary was shocking to me, but and
Yeah.
you're right about the parents, you know, not to blame anyone. Like I think Joey Lawrence did, not that he was on Nickelodeon, but he someone asked him and he said like it never would have happened because like if I was sitting in a corner you couldn't see me, my parents were literally surrounding me
Okay,
at all
yes,
times, and he's like thank
absolutely.
God, but he's like my parents were literally on every set I was on as a child 24 hours if I was there, and that's how it was.
Yeah, I think I was kind of protective of the lead, Christina Vidal, her sister, great friend of mine, Lisa. And again, we were just, it was family. You know, all the kids in the show and the other actors, we were always so close, always so close. So I didn't notice any of that happening with our crew.
That's good that you. What about, you know, well, we might be seeing more acting from you also. Is that part of a big announcement coming as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Right. You'll have to just come back on and talk about it at that
I
time,
promise
right?
I will. I promise I will. I will.
Where do you think TV is? You know, because your show on Nickelodeon was, it was a mixed cast and it was a long time. Like, where do you think we are now? You know, we have like Shondaland and Ryan Murphy, and like, you know, we've had many shows that are led by people of all shapes and sizes and colors. Like, where do you
Yeah.
think, like, have we come a long way? Do we still have a long way to go with representation in
We've
Hollywood?
come a long, long way, and it's wonderful, but we still have a ways to go. We need more representation for Latinos. There's not a lot of Latinos out there, and we have a lot of Latino actors that you have no idea they're Latino. I think we have more opportunities today, and we're about to hit that stage. We're about to hit that behind the screen and take over. It's coming. I promise you, it is coming.
That's really good to hear. Like, I think the way like Shonda Rhimes does it is like when she writes a part, there's no like, this is a tall white man. This is a short black. It's like literally,
Yeah.
this is a part. Let's see everyone and we will know who it is when we see it. I think that
Yes,
is
I love that.
so.
I love that so much. Shonda, if you're hearing, please put me in a gig.
Lisa is available, Shonda.
Yes.
Do you have guilty pleasures? Like, do you watch TV? Like, what are your guilty pleasures? And you don't have to watch a lot of TV, but I'm just curious.
I DVR everything. I record everything. I do a lot of Netflix and a lot of Hulu. But I'm addicted to the news. I have to watch the news every day. And I'm addicted to The View.
That's
It's a
okay. I mean, you find out a
life.
lot on the news.
Yeah, I love all that. But as far as I just finished watching Black Cake. I watched The Changeling. I'm so into GOT, and I wish they would hurry up and come back with that, you know, with the dragon. And I need to watch more of that. Those are the kind of things that I like to watch.
Do you have a favorite on The View out of the co-hosts?
Whoopi. Whoopi all day. That's my girl. Yes, I love Whoopi.
I saw that clip. I don't know how recent it was. I think from this past week where someone had their phone out. Did you see this? Or like maybe you
I heard
watched this.
about that. Yeah, I was actually on a plane and I heard that that was going down. And I'm like, damn it, I didn't get to see it, but you got to do what you got to do.
You gotta, you have to Google it. Like Whoopi just got up, like Joy Behar's like, what's going on? And she's like, you have to put your phone down, sir. Like, good for
Yeah.
her,
I
right?
don't, some people, I hear that some people are trying to say that, oh my God, that's a live show. What are you worried about? No. There's rules. There's rules. That's their live show. So they're the ones who have the rights to be filmed. No one else can do that.
And to be honest for you, I think it's going to start to, like, if it keeps happening, they're just going to take your phone when you walk in to sit in the audience. Like, you know, I mean, I've been to concerts like that before
Yeah,
where
I've
they
been.
lock your phone in that thing and you can't open it and you can hold it until the end of the concert.
Very true. Look at what what is his name? Bad Bunny's going through. He's suing someone because someone came to his show and videoed on the phone the whole show and then went on their YouTube and aired it, and it's making money off of that concert. I mean, listen, if you want to video some people, I don't have a problem with it, but if you're going to be making money off of me, give me percentage, because that's my face, that's my likeness, and that's my music. You know, I'm so sorry, but I agree with him. I'm so sorry. And the fans are everything to me, but again, there's rules and regulations. Like, you have to eat, I gotta eat too.
Yeah, and I think he has a pretty good case, first of all. And I think I'm shocked it got on YouTube because YouTube is pretty strict as far as like platforms go. And I
Yeah.
think like if he wins, it will change a lot of things.
Everything. Yeah, it's gonna change everything. And I'm so sorry for that fan who did that, but listen, rules and regulations, there's things that you have to do and that we have to do to live.
And it's so bad because like most people are just fans. They're so happy. They can't believe they're seeing you on the stage, Lisa. But I agree, right?
I love the fans. The fans are everything. They're the ones who keep me here today. But again, we have to abide by the rules.
What can people expect like that come to as we wrap up that, you know, have not seen you live before? I have seen you live, you know, but what can people expect if they come to this
Oh
freestyle
man.
extravaganza?
I'm taking you back, way back to the beginning and to today. And I'm going to make you feel like you're there again. And you're going to get a full show, live vocals. Sometimes I have my band, so disrespectful, playing behind me. It's a full show, full show. I have about 8 to 10 dancers and a 9-piece band that I work with. And you're gonna, I want to make you feel like you're back in the 80s again and have that fun.
I love feeling like I'm back in the 80s, but that's just me. Is there anything else you want to share? Plug away on anything that you need to, that you want to. Do not be shy.
Aw, everybody, thank you so much for still following me. Again, there's gonna be new music released June 9th at midnight. So there's a lot happening. Please go on my Instagram, the real Lisa Lisa, Lisa Lisa LL77, and Facebook and all the social media, and go on my website. You can get all the dates, merchandise, whatever you need to know and see and feel, whatever. Thank you. Thank you.
And
Thank
for
you.
people who want to meet you have a meet and greet on your
Yes, we have a
website if they're coming
package.
to.
Yes, absolutely. We have packages that we do personal meet and greets. You know, you get to spend some time with me alone, which is cool. Thank
I love that.
you.
Well, that no, you thank you. Thank you for doing this. I love your music.
Thank
It's
you.
amazing. And I will share your links with everyone. And you know, congratulations on all these new things you have in the mix. And I really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.